Tonight on the Worldview Report, in the final hours of 2023, Russia and the United States-led NATO countries move closer to World War III. We'll bring you the details. A veteran reporter with the mainstream corporate media, with sources inside the intel agencies, predicts a black swan event in 2024. Are the globalist elites trying to tell us something? We'll examine that tonight. Muslim migrants allowed into Western Europe have raped a record-breaking number of German women. Is this a harbinger of what's to come in America, now that its borders have been flung wide open? All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Starting off tonight, Joe Biden, as reported by MSN, now says the United States is at risk of, quote, direct conflict, end quote, with Russia, quote, if the Kremlin succeeds in its war in Ukraine, end quote. All News Pipeline notes that old Joe is, quote, basically telling us that if Russia wins the war against Ukraine, which is looking more and more likely every day, it'll soon be the woke and broke U.S. military going toe-to-toe against the Russian military and all of the death and destruction that would bring the world with it. Biden didn't bother to mention in those recent remarks the probability that such a conflict will end up bringing with it nuclear bombs exploding all across America, end quote. Does Biden think Vladimir Putin, who sits on the world's largest nuclear arsenal, you're just going to sit back and watch the U.S. invade his country? Putin previously promised there is no such thing as the U.S. winning a war against an enemy set to completely destroy Russia if Russia's leadership is all dead and gone. He has something called Project Dead Hand in place, and it's ready to go. As All News Pipeline warned in a January 27th, 2023 story, Pandora's box has been opened, and the rush to nuclear annihilation quickens. Russian citizens are now calling on Putin to nuke the so-called Western aggressors. The story suggests that with Russian hypersonic missiles, it would take 75 seconds, and DC disappears. In fact, Russia's advanced Project Dead Hand assures the destruction of America should Biden get us into a war directly with Russia and launch the first strike against Moscow. As Wikipedia reports of Russia's Project Dead Hand, the system remains in place to this day. Dead Hand is a so-called fail-safe Russian system that will automatically launch nuclear weapons at Russia's enemies even if the entire Russian chain of command has been incapacitated. Dead Hand is a Cold War-era automatic nuclear weapons control system that was constructed by the Soviet Union. This system can automatically initiate the launch of the Russian intercontinental ballistic missiles, or ICBMs, by sending a pre-entered highest authority order from the General Staff of the Armed Forces, Strategic Missile Force Management to Command Post, and individual silos if a nuclear strike is detected by seismic, light, radioactivity, and pressure sensors. It can do this even with the human command structure fully destroyed. Biden, well, he appears to be ignoring the very real chance that Washington, D.C. and much of America might be vaporized or quite literally sent back to a new dark age should a direct war between the U.S. and Russia break out. As we see in his remarks that recently were put out and reported on by All News Pipeline, the Biden regime is using what it calls the so-called Ukrainian situation to steal more money from the American taxpayer and bring death and destruction to planet Earth, especially here in America. Remember the Deagle population forecast? Remember, it predicted just a few years back that by the end of 2025, the U.S. would lose more than 68% of its population. And its closest ally, the U.K., well, they would lose more than 75% of their population. Russia and China, well, they were forecast to have relatively stable population numbers by the end of 2025. What does that tell you? Did the Deagle Corporation, which many believe is heavily influenced by the CIA, have access to secret information regarding a future world war and which nations would fare the worst in such a war? Well, you be the judge. The direct confrontation hinted at by Biden between the U.S. and Russia, well, it appears to have already started in the closing hours of 2023. A missile barrage into Russia was launched from Ukraine on December 30th, killing upwards of 20 Russian civilians. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova told the official Russian news agency known as TASS that the United Kingdom was behind Ukraine's attack on Belgorod, Russia, that killed civilians. She stated, quote, "Great Britain is behind the terror attack and is in cooperation with the United States, is inciting the Kiev regime to terrorist actions as it understands that Ukraine's counteroffensive has failed." London, as the Ukrainian presidential office representatives have recently said, has banned the Kiev regime from holding talks with the Russia side, staking on a victory on the battlefield, end quote. Then she added, quote, "With not a single chance to improve the Ukrainian army's deplorable situation on the ground, the Anglo-Saxons have taken on the tactic of terror attacks on civilians," end quote. She said that the attack on Belgorod will be the focus of a United Nations Security Council meeting, which has been requested by Russia, adding, quote, "Responsibility for the terror attack rests on EU states, which continue to supply weapons to Kiev's terrorists who are using cluster munitions against civilians," end quote. Well, buckle up, everybody, because now we're going to move to the banking crisis that looks to be in the eye of the storm, so to speak, following the crisis that saw several banking giants fall and fail last year. Well, we've seen some relative calm for a while, have we not? And, of course, my friends, this also forced some banks, well, to close their branches. There's been forced mergers. But the worst, I think, is yet to occur. In fact, sources in the industry are warning the worst is yet to come. According to reports, a total of 2,118 bank branches closed in 2023 alone. The total, well, it's actually higher due to the data only spanning 10 months. Banks are closing down their local branches, folks, at an alarming rate. And they've laid off more than 60,000 workers in 2023 alone. Now, does this look like healthy economic behavior to you? Now, the Biden regime and the mainstream financial media, well, they continue to reassure Americans that the worst is now over and that the U.S. economy, well, it will experience a soft landing in 2024. But does anyone really believe that? Banks, well, they're hemorrhaging personnel and physical locations. The country, we're $34 trillion in debt. That doesn't even count our off-record debt. When you figure in unfunded liabilities like Social Security and other things, we're well over $200 trillion in debt. And inflation, well, that is had a very, very negative impact on the spending power of the average American consumer. Vivek Ramaswamy recently warned of another 2008-style financial crisis. Quote, "Bank of America is now providing loans without down payment for homebuyers in Black and Hispanic communities. Mark my words, this act of anti-racism today will be called systemic racism tomorrow when minorities end up defaulting on these loans," end quote. Zero Hedge reports 20 of the world's largest banks slashed 61,905 jobs in 2023 alone. A move, well, to protect profit margins in a period of high interest rates amid a slump in deal-making and equity and debt sales. This, compared with the 140,000 jobs that were lost during the economic meltdown of 2007 and 2008. So, a quick search online will show this isn't simply an issue plaguing the United States. Europe is also experiencing similar problems with, well, bank branch closures and unprecedented cashless policies. The National Pulse reports that migrants, especially those who entered Germany illegally during Europe's migrant crisis, well, they have raped and sexually assaulted over 7,000 German women since 2015. That's according to a report in a 243-year-old German newspaper. The numbers are drawn from police crime statistics, which reveal more than 8,590 reported cases of rape and sexual assault by migrants. Over 90% of victims of sexual crimes are female. Refugees, well, they are wildly overrepresented in the rape statistics in the nation, given that they only account for 2.5% of the population. Think about that. They represent only 2.5% of the population. And who is it that's doing the vast majority of the raping? For example, there was almost 12,000 reported cases of rape or sexual assault in 2022, with around 10,000 identified suspects, 3,679 being non-German, and recent migrants accounting for at least 1,155 of those. That's 11.5%. That's an 11.5% rate, folks. Migrants from, well, Syria, Pakistan, and Afghanistan, well, they are named as particularly notable in these statistics. And what do they all have in common? They're coming from Muslim nations, Islamic nations, where raping the infidels is permissible. Don't forget the Quran talks about a woman wearing the hijab and covering her face and casting her eyes downward, lest she be molested. In other words, if you're not covered, ladies, with the hijab and casting your eyes downward, you might be asking for it. That's what their culture teaches them. And what's the common denominator again, folks? Islam. But that is so politically incorrect of me. That's Islamophobia, according to, I bet, Kamala Harris. No, it's the facts. The United States, well, we have now surpassed Germany's intake in 2015 through its own southern border crisis as a percentage of total population. And they're coming from over 100 nations right here to America, including Islamic nations. So all I can do is advise you of the trends, which is what we have done for years. Fathers, brothers, uncles, men of America, we had better get very used to overlooking, overwatching the women in our lives like we've never had to do in America before, lest they become one of the victims of Islamic rape. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow, towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work. What a concept. I'm interrupting this commercial to let you know you can get our six-piece My Towels, regular $69.98, now only $29.98. Or you can save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Also, we have bath sheets, bath towels, washcloths, hand towels, and so much more. And the best part, with your promo code, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all My Towels. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Welcome back. Thanks again for joining us. And this is the first Worldview Report of 2024. We have now done over 500 Worldview Reports since we launched 2 years ago. If you appreciate this broadcast, we appreciate your support. We are a listener-supported program. Thank you to all of you that did support us in 2023. I hope you'll continue supporting us in 2024. If you'd like to make a contribution to help us continue to push out this program free of charge, and we give it out to a lot of networks, we don't charge them. A lot of networks pick this up. We say, fine, great, carry it. It's a broadcast service and ministry of Worldview Weekend Broadcast Network and the Worldview Weekend Foundation. If you'd like to make a contribution to help us push out this informative broadcast, then you can simply go to WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. We are looking for more regular monthly contributors. Would you please consider setting up an automatic monthly contribution right now at WVWFoundation.com. Now, if you prefer to support us through the mail, that's fine. You'll find our mailing address right there on our website at WVWFoundation.com. Thank you again for your support so we can continue to push out more and more programs in 2024. Thank you. Illegal aliens who've unlawfully crossed the U.S.-Mexico border are being treated to unprecedented concierge services, with their luggage being safely transported into the U.S. aboard trucks and trailers. Footage shot at a gas station in Eagle Pass, Texas, shows a truck with an overhead rack loaded to the brim with luggage and bags, pulling a trailer also packed full of luggage. Quote, "Here we are in Eagle Pass," end quote, says the man filming. Quote, "And that guy right there, he carries all the people's baggage across so when they get here, they don't have to carry their bags. That's his job," end quote. Watch this.
Here we are in Eagle Pass. That guy right there, he carries all the people's baggage across so when they get here, they don't have to carry their bags. That's his job.
Well, should we be surprised? They get free cell phones, get put into hotels, their children get placed in free public schools, not free, you and I, the taxpayers, pay for it. They get food stamps for free, but again, not free, we pay for it. They're assigned a court date 6 to 8 years into the future, and they're on their way to the so-called American dream, which for us is turning into an American nightmare, as our culture and national security collapse. Folks, this is not exactly your grandfather's dream. The migrants of your grandfather's day came legally, and they worked for a living. You know why? Because until a certain period of time in America, there was no welfare state. There was no welfare hammock. Migrants had to work. That was the only way to put food on the table. Now, there's a welfare system. There's a welfare system for anyone that wants to come on over. So, this dream of illegals pouring across the American border, who can you blame? You can blame our government. And we've thrown open the welcome mat. We've not only thrown open the welcome mat, we've opened the till, the treasury drawer. And we're dropping money. No wonder they're coming. In fact, in some states, they're even getting free health insurance. Check out this report from InfoWars.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order.
The U.S. firmly supports the right of all peoples to emigrate. We have consistently supported this in our bilateral talks with other countries. And we have supported it strongly in the United Nations.
Your class has an incredible window of opportunity to lead in shaping a new world order.
We immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are.
When I win the presidency, I want you to immediately surge the border. Tens of thousands at the Eagle Pass alone. Thousands being let through an hour. Major railways on the U.S. border shut down. Trade unable to come in so that the Border Patrol can facilitate the biggest surge ever seen. Normally, December and January are the lowest numbers. This is the biggest numbers ever.
Tens of thousands of more migrants. Look at this video just obtained from our Fox sources. It's about 3 hours south of Piedras Negras, the town behind me. They are trying to get on this train. You can hear them cheering as the train goes by. They can't get on the train, our source says, because that train, which he's riding on, is already at full capacity with migrants hanging off of it.
And in 2021, the Biden administration turned sports stadiums, you know, football stadiums, concerts, convention centers, they closed them all down because of COVID. And these stadiums were making their money by renting them out to the Biden administration. So you had 3,000 kids in a convention center in San Antonio. You had 4,000 kids in a convention center in Dallas, Texas.
They were exempt. Then the Democrats skim a bunch of money off the top, then sign them up to work jobs, slave labor in many cases for children, sex slavery, you name it. It's in The New York Times even admits it.
$451 billion a year to care for, process the illegal migrants in this country. Cost of the border wall would have been about $15 billion. We couldn't even get $5 billion when Trump was in office. And we controlled the Congress and the Senate. Couldn't even get $5 billion. It was too expensive. It's too much money. So instead, we're spending $451 billion a year to take care of and house and provide the transportation for, provide the legal services for, and provide the courtroom facilities for foreigners, people that are not American, contributed absolutely nothing to this country by definition.
Also, starting January 1st, California will become the first state in the nation to offer health insurance to undocumented immigrants.
Under the expansion, more than 700,000 people between the ages of 26 and 49 will be eligible for Medi-Cal.
In other news, North Korea's communist dictator Kim Jong-un has ordered his military generals to speed up preparations for war against the United States. He said preparations must be accelerated in response to what he called unprecedented confrontational moves by the U.S. This was reported by Reuters, citing the DPRK state agency known as KCNA. Kim says he will launch 3 new spy satellites and build up his arsenal of drones and nuclear warheads while no longer seeking reconciliation with South Korea. At a key meeting of the country's ruling party on Wednesday of last week, Kim Jong-un outlined his policy directions for the new year, announcing expanded strategic cooperation with, quote, anti-imperialist independent, end quote, countries. In particular, the DPRK is strengthening ties with Russia, while Washington accuses North Korea of supplying military equipment to Moscow for use in the conflict with Ukraine, which our side denies. KCNA reported that Kim Jong-un has set tasks for the People's Army ammunition, the nuclear weapons, and civil defense sectors. He's ordered them to speed up preparations for war. Well, this indicates increasing tension in the region, just as China and U.S. relations are, well, souring over the future of Taiwan. In response, South Korea's president visited a frontline military unit in the east of the country to inspect its defense capabilities. He called for immediate retribution in the event of any provocations by North Korea. North Korea operates as a vassal state totally under the control of China. And at that party meeting, Kim Jong-un also outlined North Korea's economic goals for the new year, calling the coming period a, quote, decisive year, end quote, for the implementation of the country's 5-year development plan in both the economic and military spheres. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. 2024 may be the year that businesses and governments around the world turn over their operations fully to artificial intelligence. But be careful. Be careful when driving on modern American roads. And driving through even small town America can now land you an expensive speeding ticket, no police officer required. There's a new modern speed trap that consists solely of a camera connected to the internet, powered by artificial intelligence, and ready to snap a high-resolution picture of your license plate as you speed through a school zone, or don't come to a full stop at a stop sign. Now, here's the question. How are you going to contest such a ticket in a courtroom when there's no human being to confront? Just a machine. And it's all seeing eyes. Well, that's just one of the many applications for which artificial intelligence can be deployed. We've reported on how a new AI-only news channel is starting up in California, complete with fake reporters, avatars, who look real, but they're not. Google's released its new Gemini program, which, well, it's much more powerful than ChatGPT. And tech gurus, they're saying that AI will increase the amount of information it can process every year, essentially doubling the capabilities of artificial intelligence. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for watching and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. Remember, we're brought to you by you. There's two ways you can support us. One is through the foundation, wvwfoundation.com, and your contributions. Another way is by supporting our sponsors. One of our sponsors, of course, is Bella Grace. This is a powerful elixir that I take twice a day. My wife brought it to us, as you guys know. And we have interviewed several doctors and PhDs regarding the science behind this elixir. There are 81 clinical trials. And folks, I hope you'll check it out at melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. Collagen, and by the way, men, we all need collagen, not just ladies, helps with our flexibility and our tissues. Collagen, cat's claw, which is strong anti-inflammatory, and something known as astaxanthin. And that got the 2022 award for cognitive. Folks, I highly recommend it. I, for years, have had my hands break out and crack and bleed for years. This time of the year, my hands normally are cracked on my palm right here and on my fingertips and on my thumbs. Look at them. Not today. My wife, she was on my broadcast the other night. She testified to the audience. He's right. His hands used to look horrific and hurt him so bad. It wasn't uncommon if you watch back on old TV shows. I've got Band-Aids on one or two fingers during the winter because the cracks are so deep and hurt so much. I don't know what to say other than nothing's changed other than this elixir. And now many of you are sending in your testimonials about the same thing. Your hair is getting thicker. You've got new hair growth. Just before going on the air, I read another testimonial where another individual taking this is saying they're getting new hair growth, just like my wife's hairdresser of 13 plus years told her. What's the deal with all the new hair growth? So again, you don't have to take my word for it. Go check out all the testimonials. Better yet, check out the 81 clinical trials. They're available there at melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. And then, of course, don't forget about mypillow.com. Mypillow.com, use that promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. There's still free shipping going on when you use that code B66. There's only a few codes that get it. This is one of them. So if you want to get free shipping, use the code B66. This would be a great time to order that new mattress because that's a heavy item and you won't have to pay for the shipping and it can show up in a box at your front door. So check out mypillow.com and the free shipping and order the heaviest items if you really want to take advantage of the free shipping, right? So mypillow.com/B66, mypillow.com/B66. Then there's the wellness company, emergency medical kit, 8 different prescription meds in here, including ivermectin and amoxicillin and others. For full details, twc.health/Brannon, twc.health/Brannon. Not only will they tell you what's in here, they'll tell you what it will treat when you visit that page, twc.health/Brannon. All right. Hey, thanks so much for watching the broadcast. Happy New Year, our first Worldview Report of 2024. And please tell your family and friends about the broadcast. Thank you for that. Till next time, I'm Brannon House. May God save America. Take care.